If you enjoy these episodes, please consider donating to help keep this podcast going by clicking on the link in the description of this episode. Also, please give the podcast a 5-star rating and share it with your friends and family. Third part, question 49, the effects of Christ's passion. Article 4, whether we were reconciled to God through Christ's passion. St. Paul says in Romans 5:10, we are reconciled to God by the death of his Son. Christ's passion is in two ways the cause of our reconciliation to God. In the first way, inasmuch as it takes away sin by which men became God's enemies, according to Wisdom 14:9, to God the wicked and his wickedness are hateful alike. And Psalm 5:7, thou hatest all the workers of iniquity. In another way, inasmuch as it is a most acceptable sacrifice to God. Now it is the proper effect of sacrifice to appease God, just as man likewise overlooks an offense committed against him on account of some pleasing act of homage shown him. Hence it is written in 1 Samuel 26:19, if the Lord stir thee up against me, let him accept of sacrifice. And in like fashion, Christ's voluntary suffering was such a good act that, because of its being found in a human nature, God was appeased for every offense of the human race with regard to those who are made one with the crucified Christ by baptism, penance, and the other sacraments. Article 5. Whether Christ opened the gate of heaven to us by his passion. The shutting of the gate is the obstacle which hinders men from entering in, but it is on account of sin that men were prevented from entering into the heavenly kingdom. Since, according to Isaiah 35:8, it shall be called the holy way, and the unclean shall not pass over it. Now there is a twofold sin which prevents men from entering into the kingdom of heaven. The first is common to the whole race, for it is our first parent sin, and by that sin heaven's entrance is closed to man. Hence we read in Genesis 3:24 that after our first parent sin, God placed cherubim and a flaming sword turning every way to keep the way of the tree of life. The other is the personal sin of each one of us, committed by our personal act. Now by Christ's passion we have been delivered not only from the common sin of the whole human race, both as to its guilt and as to the debt of punishment for which he paid the penalty on our behalf, but furthermore from the personal sins of individuals who share in his passion by faith and charity and the sacraments of faith. Consequently, the gate of heaven's kingdom is thrown open to us through Christ's passion. This is precisely what the Apostle says in Hebrews 9:11, Christ being come a high priest of the good things to come, by his own blood entered once into the holies, having obtained eternal redemption. And this is foreshadowed in Numbers 35:25-28, where it is said that the innocent shall abide there until the death of the high priest that is anointed with the holy oil, but after he is dead, then he shall return home.